Yak it to me. Voice of the web. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, but it doesn't matter if you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background, but that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and very soon now, you're going to find yourself to be more relaxed than you can ever remember. Now I want you to imagine yourself getting into a large area elevator, a truly luxurious elevator with 10 floors to go down. It's warm and comforting inside here and softly lit with a beautiful carpet on the floor and a really comfortable chair for you to sit in. And as the doors slide silently closed, you just lower yourself into this wonderful chair and gaze idly at the indicator as the elevator starts to move very gently downward. And as each number changes, so you allow yourself to be twice as relaxed as you were on the floor above, as relaxed as you are now. Just allowing yourself to be twice as relaxed as you were before as each number changes, so that when it shows floor 9, you're twice as relaxed as when you first got into the elevator. Floor 8 now, and even more relaxed, moving down into an ever-increasing sense of laziness. 7, more and more relaxed. Floor 6 now, deeper and deeper, settling further into that comfortable chair. 5, halfway down now. 4, more and more relaxed, just let go. 3, deeper now, and still deeper. 2, calmer and quieter. 1, almost all the way down now, just one more floor to go down to. 0, and as the doors of the elevator glide silently open, you just rise lazily from the chair and stroll outside. And as you do so, the doors close again with a gentle swish, and you hear the elevator start to ascend again. And now you find yourself in a long corridor, sweeping away in front of you in a long gentle curve, so that you can't actually see the end of it, but you somehow know that there's nobody here but you. And you begin to feel even more lazy, even more relaxed, as you move further into the inviting depths, see a soft, gentle light, and a comforting warmth that relaxes you still further with every step you take. And as you just continue to move lazily and effortlessly along this corridor, you realize that it's turning into a sort of tunnel. You notice something else, too. You notice that you're getting just a bit too warm for comfort now, and discover that for some daft reason, you're wearing a really heavy winter coat, really heavy, thick winter coat that seems to hang on you like a ton weight, and you decide to take it off, but the buttons are tight, and you have to struggle with them for a moment or two before you can undo them. Then suddenly, you're free, and you just slip the coat off and drop it on the floor, as if it was the most natural thing to do, feeling mightily relieved that you've done so, and a lot more comfortable now. As you continue on your way, the tunnel becomes gradually darker, and you can't see a small spot of light at the far end of it, a small spot of light that doesn't actually seem to be getting any closer, even though you know you're moving towards it, just following one lazy, easy step with another, and marveling at how you can hardly feel your feet touching the ground. After a while, the floor of the tunnel starts to slope gently downwards. You can feel yourself moving down and down and down, like walking down a gentle hill, and you realize that you must be in a huge underground cavern, because the small dot of light is above your eye level now, but you can still see it. You can still see it, like a small star in the darkness of a night sky, as you move on down and down. And you begin to find yourself feeling cooler now, the further down you go, cooler and cooler, until you're actually very cold, and wishing you still got that winter coat that you so casually discarded. And by the time the path starts to move up again, you're actually shivering with cold, and feeling a distinct draft from somewhere in front of you. It's not long before the upward path leveled out again, and you notice that the small dot of white light is actually getting closer now, becoming larger and larger, and brighter, as you get closer, and closer to the end of the tunnel, larger and larger and brighter, until you're almost able to reach out and put your hand to it, and then, quite suddenly, you feel the welcoming warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you realize that you've left the tunnel, and you're in a vast sunlit valley, a huge expanse of green and light. You look around you, and to your surprise, the tunnel has completely disappeared. There's absolutely nothing that even remotely resembles anything that could be a tunnel, and you're in the middle of this lush green valley that stretches beautifully in all directions as far as the eye can see. There are misty hills in the distance wherever you look, and it dawns on you that this valley is actually a huge natural bowl. There are trees and rock formations, a small forest, and just a little way down the hill you're standing on, a gently trickling stream glittering in the sunlight with an arrow pathway running alongside it. You begin to move down the hill towards the stream, noticing the firm springiness of the grass beneath your feet, marveling at the sense of deep calmness and tranquility that seems to fill every pore of your entire body, a tranquility that seems to be all around and within you as you move on down this hillside towards the gently trickling stream. Your tread becomes steadily lighter until you see hardly to feel the ground beneath your feet, and you soon find your whole body becoming lighter. Lighter and lighter, until you just float upwards, up and up and up, supported by the softest of warm breezes, and it all seems totally normal to you, absolutely natural. As you gaze down at the countryside beneath you, you realize too, that not only are you becoming lighter, you're becoming smaller as well, and the smaller you become, the faster you travel upwards, smaller and smaller, traveling faster and faster, until you're moving at an absolutely tremendous speed, accelerating upwards, and actually beginning to leave the earth behind you, accelerating into space with a feeling of jubilation and excitement. Traveling so fast now, you're moving almost as fast as the speed of light, becoming smaller and smaller until your body is no larger than a tiny speck of dust. And all around you is a soft velvet darkness, like a midnight sky, with the earth hanging motionless like a great blue and white globe, and you feel yourself slowing down, slower and slower, until you've stopped moving altogether, just hanging motionless amongst the stars, feeling a part of all creation, a part of all knowledge, part of the limitless space that is the very universe itself. After a while, you realize that you're beginning to drift slowly downwards, moving closer to Earth, drifting down a stream of light that might be a ray of sunlight, closer and closer, almost dazzled by brilliant colors and light, softly, gently, sinking down and down and down, until you find yourself enveloped in a beautiful golden warmth, with this wonderful relaxed feeling, a feeling of being a part of everything, that everything is a part of you. Enveloped in a beautiful, golden light and warmth that seems to be somehow all around and within you, and you realize that at this moment you are in touch with all knowledge, and now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you, because during this state of special relaxation, your subconscious mind can come to the fore so that can accept ideas and concepts that are beneficial to you. It accepts and acts upon these ideas, helping you, guiding you towards your hopes and desires, helping you to achieve your aims and goals, and the influence of these suggestions, where they are for your benefit, will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you act, and the way you behave. Over the coming days and weeks and months, feel yourself so comfortable and relaxed. Now, I want you to begin imagining yourself. I want you to imagine your entire body, your mind connected to your entire body, like a giant network of cells, organisms, tissue, every single part of your body completely controlled by your mind. Your mind is in complete control over your entire body. That's right. It controls everything. It controls the way your tissue is healed and regenerated. It controls how your bones grow, how your teeth grow, how your face is shaped. It all comes down to a simple little chain of DNA. And even that is under the control of your mind. Yes, that's right. Your mind is capable of controlling you down to the level of your own DNA. It's true. It's actually capable of doing that, and you know it. You can almost feel it. Simple things. Not only can your mind make you do simple things, like wiggle your finger or move your feet or toe, it can do more complex things, like heal your body. People who have greater control over their body are even able to heal wounds more quickly, making them go away in a matter of hours instead of days or weeks. Completely and fully control your body. You will be able to completely control every aspect of who you are. That is the exercise you are going to undertake now. It is only you are going to work on, day after day, perfecting your own control. Perfecting it and extending it until you can change yourself in any way you desire. Or more specifically, in the manner I am about to tell you. That's right. You have a goal. You have a task in your mind. Your deep subconscious mind will carry it out. It will not matter what your conscious mind thinks or wants. Your subconscious mind will work on this task. It is going to set your entire body, to work on this task of remaking you into a whole new person, practically. You see, you are going to set aside your years. Your mind is actually going to set aside all the years that you have. It doesn't matter what age you are now. It is going to set aside those years, readjusting all of your cells and all of your body to the state you were in when you were 18 years old. That's right. It is going to replace your bone tissue, your muscle mass, your skin, even to a certain degree your own brain cells. It's going to replace every last one of them, causing your body to regenerate itself, to recreate itself into the body of an 18-year-old. Yes, that's right. An 18-year-old. Doesn't matter what age you are now. That is the age your mind is going to adjust you to. It is going to shift you back to this age by reworking you entirely. It experienced 18. You've been 18 before. All of your flesh, nice and tight. Your muscles new and well formed. Your body at the age of 18 was in much better shape than it is now. Because everything was in the peak of perfection. You completed all of puberty, you become an adult. Then your body begins to age. Everything after 18 is kind of bit like going downhill. But your body is going to go back. Your mind, deep down inside, remembers exactly what it was to be 18. Your hormone levels. Your skin shape. Shape of your face. All of these things your mind remembers deep down inside. It remembers them, and it is going to call them back up. It is going to begin reorganizing every cell in your body until you are once again 18 years of age. However, there is one more caveat. One more change that needs to happen. You need to regress back to the state of being an 18-year-old girl. If you are a man, this means a much more significant change. If you are a woman, then obviously it will be much easier. All you need to do is regress your mind and your body to a state they knew when they were 18. As a man, you need to do a little more than that. That's right. You're going to have to work a little bit harder. You're going to have to undo a change that happened very early in your life. You're going to have to change your chromosomes from male to female. This has happened in certain animal species, and therefore it is possible, and therefore your mind is going to set itself on this task, as well as the task of regressing your age. Your body will probably start with the age regression, working your age backwards. And as you see the changes beginning to happen, your mind will know that it can make the other changes it needs to make as well. It needs to make a sexual change in your body, and that is exactly what your mind is going to do. It is going to shift your sexuality from male to female. It is, in fact, a chromosomal change. And your mind will make the change on your chromosomes, and as it changes that chromosome, everything else will begin to change. You will discover that some of your hair patterns change. You will discover that you begin producing more estrogen, and your testosterone levels drop. And as that happens, your voice will probably begin to change. And your hair on your face will also begin to adjust. Your stomach and waist will change as well. And then, of course, there's the matter of your penis. It will begin to shrink until it is pretty much nothing more than a little bud. And it will turn inward and become a woman's vagina. And that is pretty much exactly what is going to happen to you. Your mind is going to set out on this task. It is a very large task. It is a very huge goal. It is something that will not be accomplished quickly or easily. But you have this task set before you. And your mind will not stop acting on it. It will not stop acting on it until you are in the body of an 18-year-old girl. That is the body that you want. you need, you desire, and your mind is going to act upon this. It is going to act upon this compulsively. And that is the task that is set out before you. And that task must be completed. This is not just simply something you can listen to once and say, oh, that was nice. This file will compel you to come back to it over and over again. It will compel you to come back and listen to it time and again. Until the transformation is complete. You will listen to this file until you have been completely transformed body and mind to that of an 18-year-old girl. Your mind will accept nothing less, and the only way to stop this progress, to stop this change is to have me remove it. To have me to stop this progress. Other than that, you are cursed with this change. This change is being fixed in your mind, fixed in your subconscious, a part of your deepest subconscious mind. And it will continue there until the transformation is complete. Until you have transformed completely and utterly into the body of an 18-year-old girl. Until every inch of your body is exactly that. Then, and only then, will this curse end. And when it does, you will start aging again. You will start aging normally again from the age of 18. And yes, that does mean that you can listen to this file again in the future, and once again be brought back to the age of 18. There are no limits to the number of times you use this file. Your mind will simply carry out its instructions, reformatting your DNA, reshaping your body, reshaping your bones, your skin, your face, your flesh, adjusting your hormone levels, adjusting everything, until you achieve the body of an 18-year-old girl. That is the only possible outcome of this file, and you will listen to it over and over again until your subconscious mind accepts its task completely and goes about to teach, and every day, working hard and diligently to reshape you, to reform you, to make you into an 18-year-old girl. That is what is happening to you. This audio was brought to you by Yakitomi, Voice of the Web, YakitomiDot.com.